This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله رحمة للعالمين وقدوة للمؤمنين ومحجة للسالكين وحجة للعباد أجمعين أنار الله به العقول وشرح به الصدور وفتح به أعينا عميا وأذانا صما وقلوبا غلفا فاللهم اجزه خير ما جزيت نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته ورسالته وصل اللهم وزد وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى جميع من استنى بسنته واقتفى بأثره إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى فإنه من يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. All praise is due to Allah alone. In Him we seek aid and assistance, and to Him we turn both in repentance and for forgiveness. Truly He whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can mislead, and He whom Allah leaves to go astray, there is none who can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship save Allah alone. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is both His servant and His messenger. In a previous khutbah a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the importance of gratitude, the importance of the servant to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we're going to discuss one of the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in a way complements our act of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believer, the servant, has shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of His names and attributes is Ash-Shakir or Ash-Shakur, which does not mean that Allah is grateful to us, wal-a'yadh billah. But what it means is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates us and the work and the good that we put forward towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the servant is grateful to Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates the work of the servant. Knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understanding His names and attributes is incredibly impactful on the believer. How do we perceive life? How do we perceive our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When things happen in our life, when we make decisions, I'm going to do this, I'm not going to do this. Our understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs all of these things. One of the most beautiful quotes of Imam Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said, "Inna fil qalbi sha'dun la yanummuhu illa al-iqbalu 'ala Allah." He said, within the human there is a void that cannot be removed except with the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِيهِ وَحْشَةٌ لَا يُزِيلُهَا إِلَّا الْأُنْسُ بِهِ وَفِي خَلْوَتِهِ وَفِيهِ حُزْنٌ لَا يُثِيبُهُ إِلَّا السُّرُورُ بِمَعْرِفَتِهِ وَصِدْقِ مُعَامَلَتِهِ. He said, and in the human there is a sadness that cannot be removed except with the happiness of knowing Allah and being true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we understand, we would then be able to understand our own role in this world and how we should respond to some of the things that we see in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Himself, as we said, as shakir or shakur. Allah says, لِيُوَفِيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Allah says that He may give them their full in rewards and also increase for them and from His bounty. Indeed, He is غَفُور, forgiving, شَكُور, the one who is appreciative. And so Allah calls Himself by these two names, الشَّاكِر and الشَّكُور. الشَّاكِر is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is ذاتية, which is innate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will never leave Him. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being السَّمِيع, the all-hearing. Allah is always السَّمِيع. He is constantly السَّمِيع. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being الرَّحْمَن, it is an innate attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is always الرَّحْمَن. Whereas there are other attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for instance, His kalam, His speech, the attribute of Allah, His nuzul, His descent. These are attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if He wants to do them, He can do them. And if He doesn't want to, He doesn't. Right? If Allah wants to speak, He will speak. If He doesn't want to speak, He doesn't have to speak. Allah is not always speaking. Right? And this differentiates some of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one from another. But the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being al-shakir means that He is constantly in this attribute. This attribute is constantly one that is innate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so al-shakir and al-shakur, shukr linguistically means to increase, right? The increase. We are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our gratitude is called shukr. Why? When you have gratitude, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? He increases what you are grateful for. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful to Allah, Allah gives you more, right? So shukr in its linguistic sense means to increase. And because of this, Allah linguistically, the Arabs would say, أَدَّابَ الشَّكُور. The animal, the beast, that is shakur. What did they mean by that? If you gave the beast a little bit of food, you have a horse, you give it a small amount, a modest amount of food, and yet it rides for a long distance, they would say that this is shakur. You gave it very little, and it gave you a lot, right? Likewise, they would say, al-ard al-shakur, the land that is shakur. You gave it very little water, and yet it grew a great amount of fruits, a great amount of yield that it gave you. So it's shakur. It was given very little, and yet it gave back a lot. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Himself al-Shakur, it means that He is the one who appreciates, He is the one who increases for you, even though you gave Allah very little, even though you presented to Allah very little, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward in multiples for what you have given Him. You gave and presented Allah with a very small amount of good, and He gives you this world, and He gives you the next world as well. And this is the key, by the way, is that in order for us to connect to this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being a shakur, means that you have to do something. You can't sit on your couch and say, Allah is a shakur. No, you have to do something good, and Allah will respond to the small good that you've done by giving you far more than what you have put forward. And this is why in our religion, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized so much to do good. Even if the good you are doing is so small, Even if the good action that you are doing could be seen by others as being insignificant, our Prophet ﷺ constantly exhorted us, do something good. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a shakur. Because He is the most appreciative. Because even the incredibly small act will be appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نُزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever commits a good deed, whoever does a good deed, we will increase for them the good of it. إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Indeed, He is forgiving and He is appreciative. And so any good deed, even the smallest of good deeds, are deeds that are glorified in our religion, are deeds that, not because of the smallness of the deed, but because of the greatness of the one subhanahu wa ta'ala who appreciates the deeds that we do. And so if you remove something harmful from the path, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells you this is charity. If you smile in the face of your brother, the Prophet tells you this is charity. If you kiss the hand of your mother, if you help an animal in distress, these might be considered by others as small deeds, and yet they are incredibly important because you are dealing with ash-shakur, you are dealing with the one who is the most appreciative. And so you might forget some of the good deeds you do in your life yourself. You might do a good deed, you open a door for someone to walk through, and you don't even think about it. You forget about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget the good that we do. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he exhorted people to do good, he would say, اتَّقُوا النَّارُ وَلَوْ بِشَقِّ ثَمْرًا. Allah would say, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sorry, would say, protect yourself from the hellfire even with half of a date. Even if you are giving half of a date in charity, protect yourself from the hellfire with it. And subhanAllah, some people might think, you know, many of us, we have this thought, if I give charity, I'm only going to give something big, $100, $1,000. I'm not going to give $2, I'm not going to give $5. You know, we think this is so small, this is nothing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you even less than that. Half of a date, not even a full date. If someone gave you half of a date, you wouldn't want to accept it. He said, let me find a full date that nobody touched and broke in half. And yet the Prophet is telling you, you will protect yourself from the fire. You might protect yourself from hellfire just because of that half of a date. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ash-shakur. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يحقرن أحدكم من المعروف شيئا. The Prophet said, do not let a single one of you belittle anything from good. Any good deed, don't belittle it. Don't think it's too small. Don't think it's something that's not significant. وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلِيقٍ. He said, even if it is meeting your brother with a cheerful face, even if this is the good deed, all you are doing is smiling in the face of your brother, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appreciate. And so the believer should never belittle the small deed, even the good deed, even if it's small. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said to some of the companions, whoever, من أفطر صائماً, whoever, you know, breaks the fast of someone who is fasting, if you give a meal to someone who's fasting so that they can break their fast, that person, فَكَانَ عِتْقًا لِرَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ, Allah will free that person from the hellfire. Free that person from the bondage of the hellfire. Some of the Sahaba came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, not all of us are wealthy. Not all of us have enough money that we can cook a meal for someone else. Right? So they said, O Messenger of Allah, we feel we don't get to get this reward. We want this reward too, but we don't have money. We can't even feed ourselves, let alone feed someone else. So what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? He said, يُعْطِ اللَّهُ هَذَا الْأَجْرُ. Allah will give this reward, وَلَوْ بِشُرْبَةِ مَاءٍ, even if it's just a cup of water. Even if you don't have any money, you just go to the well and you get some water and you go and you give it to someone who's about to break their fast, Allah will give you the reward of being freed from the hellfire. Because you did this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A small deed, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward it so much more than otherwise people would consider. And we know the story of the man who was stranded in the desert, who was walking in the desert, and he sees a dog that whose tongue has dropped, who's suffering from thirst, who's about to die, whose tongue is in the sand. And the man decides to go down into the well and fill his shoe with water and bring it back up and give it to the dog. We know this. In the riwayah in Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فَغُفِرَ لَهُ فَأَدْخَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Right? And there's two readings of this statement. It could be read that the dog thanked Allah, so Allah forgave him. But the more dominant reading is that Allah, فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ, means Allah appreciated what he did. Allah was ash-shakur because of what he did. فَغَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ, so Allah forgave his sins. فأدخله الجنة, entered him into Jannah. And so because he got some water and gave it to a dog, because he saved the life of a dog, Allah appreciated it so much, he forgave all of his sins and entered him into Jannah. And we know the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, this dunya is for four types of people. He mentioned the first two. رَجُلٌ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ فَأَنْفَقَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Someone whom Allah gave him a lot of money, so he gave Allah. That's one person. And he said the other person is the one who sees him and says, I wish Allah gave me money so I can give like him. And the Prophet ﷺ says, فَهُمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ سِوَى. These two people are equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though one of them gave, the other one didn't give. But because the intention was sincere, the desire was sincere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates even the desire that is sincere so much that he will reward that person as if he gave so much money for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a constant theme throughout the Qur'an and Sunnah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, like we mentioned earlier, لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُم مِّن فَضْلِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the reward in full. If you've done good, Allah will reward you in like full. وَيَزِيدَهُمْ. But He will also increase for them. He will also increase for them from His bounty. إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Indeed, He is forgiving and He is shakur, He is appreciative. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَقْتَرِفْ حَسَنَةً نُزِدْ لَهُ فِيهَا حُسْنًا. Whoever does a good deed, Allah will increase for them. Not just respond, you do a good, Allah gives you an equivalent amount of good in return. No, He will give you the equivalent amount of good and more. He says, we will give them even more of good. Indeed, He is forgiving and indeed He is shakur, He is appreciative. Allah says about Jannah, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. They will have all that they desire in it, and we will give them even more. Allah says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ. To those who have done good, they will have good in return. وَزِيَادَ. They will have extra as well. This is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with His servants. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةٍ يُضَاعِفُهَا وَيُؤْتِي مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah does not oppress anyone, even the weight of an atom. Allah does not oppress anyone, even the atom's weight. Allah will never take away from your rights. Allah will never give you less than you deserve. But Allah says and continues in the verse, وَإِن تَكُوا حَسَنَةً. If the person does a good deed, Allah will multiply the reward. Allah will multiply and give them more than they deserve. Allah will never give you less than you deserve. But He will give the one who does good more than they deserve. And this is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see this constantly in the Qur'an and in the Sunnah and the lives of the Sahaba and the lives of the Prophets. Look at the example of Yusuf alayhi salam, that he is thrown into the well and taken as a servant, and finally he finds some peace. He's brought as a servant in the home of one of the richest people in the country. You know, being a servant in the home of a very wealthy person, it probably is better than being a free person who's poor. You're living in a palace, you're eating good food. This is, you know, a luxury. And yet he gives it up. He leaves it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He leaves it because he refuses to do haram. And so what ends up happening is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns into becoming the king himself, becoming the owner of houses like that, becoming the one who is dominant himself, alayhi salatu wasalam. And so the person who does good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just going to give them equal, right? That he gave this up for the sake of Allah. Allah brings him out of prison and puts him back in the same position he was. No, Allah brings him out of prison and makes him himself the wazir, makes him himself the one who is the king. We see in Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, who fought for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the battlefield, and as he fought, both of his arms were cut off. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, subhanAllah, thousands of kilometers away, or hundreds of kilometers away, and he is receiving news as it's happening. And he receives news that Ja'far ibn Abi Talib's arms have been cut off, and that he's been killed. And as it's happening live in Medina, though he is hundreds of kilometers away, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I see him now in Jannah. Allah has replaced his arms with wings. Because he gave something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah replaces it with something better. Look at Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh was one of the young elite, young men of Medina, of what was Yathrib before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came. And he could have become the leader of Medina. He was positioned to be the leader of Medina. And if he sought power, he would have gotten it. If he sought that honor and he wanted to be the leader, he could have been the leader. But what happened? He believed in Allah. He believed in the Messenger of Allah. He followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he died, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said, "Ihtaza arsh al-Rahman." The throne of the Most Merciful has been shaken because of the death of Sa'ad. He said, "Inni ara 70,000 malikan yahmiluna janazat Sa'ad ibn Mu'adh." He said, "I saw 70,000 angels carrying in the procession of Sa'ad ibn Mu'adh, coming down in the janazah, in the funeral procession of Sa'ad ibn Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu." He gave up some honor for the sake of Allah's power in this world, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave him even greater than that. This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see this in so many different hadith and ayat. Look at, you know, the example of Umm Salama radiallahu anha and Uthman ibn Talha radiallahu anha, that Umm Salama was prevented from joining her family in doing the hijrah. And finally, after so much strife and so much difficulty, her family gives her permission to go to Medina. So afraid that they might change their opinion, that, you know, today they told her you can go and go to your family in Medina. She was afraid they might change their opinion tomorrow. So as soon as they said she can go, she left. She didn't prepare anything. She's walking from Mecca to Medina. Uthman ibn Talha, who's not a Muslim, is coming back to Mecca. He sees this woman walking with her son all the way out in the middle of nowhere. He says, "Where are you going?" She says, "I'm going to Medina." He said, "You're going by yourself like this?" She said, "Yes." He wouldn't allow it. He had chivalry. He got off of his own camel, he put her on it, and he walked and escorted her all the way from Mecca to Medina on foot. Dropped her off at the doors of Medina, turned around and went back to Mecca. And subhanAllah, she said, Umm Salama, when he did this, she said, "I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appreciate what he did." And he was not even a Muslim. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had him accept Islam during the conquest of Mecca. And when the Prophet entered Mecca and the conquest of Mecca, Quraysh thought one of the things, the first things the Prophet would do is take control of the Kaaba. And of course the Prophet went and took control of the Kaaba. He went straight to the Kaaba. And they thought the Prophet would prevent them from going to the Kaaba again. Why? Because they knew they were the people who would push the Prophet from the door of the Kaaba. And the person who owned the keys of the Kaaba was the family of Uthman ibn Talha. And so they thought symbolically the Prophet would take the keys away from the family of Uthman ibn Talha. They were the ones who were holding the keys, and the Prophet would often be prevented from entering the Kaaba. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't take vengeance. And instead he reminded Uthman of what he did to Umm Salama. And he said to him, "Allah did not forget what you did." And he said, "Take the keys of the Kaaba. They will remain in your family until the Day of Judgment. No one will take them from you except an oppressive ruler." And so subhanAllah, the good that he did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated it and gave it back to him. And we see this, subhanAllah, in so many different ways in our religion, in our deen. When you do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give you back far more than what you have given up. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, An-nadhra ila al-mar'a sahm min siham iblis, whoever looks to a woman who is not related to him, this is a poisonous arrows from the arrows of Iblis, from the arrows of Shaytan. He says, "Man tarakahu khawfan lillah," whoever abandons it fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "awrathahu Allahu nuran fi qalbi," Allah gives them a light in their heart. You gave up light, you gave up looking, physical light, Allah gave you a light in your heart. You do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will appreciate it in ways that we ourselves even cannot imagine. And for that reason, the believer should strive, no matter how small the good deed is, do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah azza wa jalla is al-shakur. He is the one who appreciates, and he appreciates better than anyone else can. فَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لِي وَلَكُمْ اسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, when he speaks about his attribute of al-shakir or al-shakur, he pairs it with other attributes. So sometimes he mentions وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا, that indeed Allah has been appreciative, shakir, alima, knowledgeable. Sometimes You know, when we're dealing with other people, you might do something on behalf of someone, they don't appreciate it. Why don't they appreciate it? Maybe they don't know. Like maybe you helped someone get a job. You put in a good word for them. You helped someone who was having a difficulty, you interceded on their behalf, you solved the problem, and they don't know that you did that. So they don't appreciate you and what you did because they don't know what you did, right? They don't know what it is that you did, so they can't appreciate what you did. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakirun alima. He is appreciative and knowledgeable and all-knowing. So He knows the good that you have done. Sometimes people know what you've done, but they don't understand it. You know, sometimes you might tell your child, you can't watch this TV show. You can't watch this movie. You might tell your child, you can't do this. You can't go there. And your child gets angry at you. They get angry at you, even though you know what you are doing is in their benefit. You know what you are doing is for their greater benefit. It's for them to become better people. In the moment they hate you for what you've done, sometimes people will hate you for something you have done for their benefit, because they don't understand what you've done. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakirun alima. He is appreciative and He is knowledgeable. So if we do something good, Allah knows what is good. And He knows our intentions. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala will appreciate what we have done in the way that other people can't. The other attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He mentions is that He is ghafuran shakura, that He is forgiving and appreciative. And the scholars, they mention that the greatest appreciation that Allah gives us is His forgiveness, that He forgives our sins. And the story we mentioned earlier of the man who gave the water to the dog, فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فَغُفِرَ لَهُ فَأَدْخَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah appreciated him, so He forgave his sins. And so this is incredibly important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the greatest forms of appreciation Allah does is He forgives our sins. And how much evil have we done? If Allah were to take us to task for our evil, we wouldn't be standing here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have wiped us off this earth. But it's because of the appreciation of Allah that He forgives our sins. So how can we connect in our lives with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being a shakur? The first thing for us to receive the appreciation of Allah azza wa jal is we have to give. We have to put something forward. We have to do good deeds. We can't expect Allah to appreciate our good when we haven't done any good. We have to put the good forward for Allah azza wa jal to appreciate it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَن نَفَّسَ عَمْ مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَةٍ مِّن كُرْبَةِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِّن كُرْبَةِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. That whoever removes the hardship from another believer in this world, Allah will remove a hardship from them on the Day of Judgment. Whoever makes an ease for another person in this world, Allah will make easy for them the Day of Judgment. Whoever covers the sins of another Muslim, Allah will cover their sins in the next world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Allah is in the aid of His servant so long as His servant is in the aid of his brothers. You help other people, Allah Azza wa Jal will appreciate what you have done, and Allah Azza wa Jal will reward you more for what you have done. Second is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often. Because if you believe that Allah Azza wa Jal is a shakur, you will chase after every good deed, big or small, significant or insignificant. You will chase after every good deed. You will spend every moment that you can glorifying Allah, doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You won't think, oh, dhikr is something small, it's something insignificant. No, you will do dhikr because you know that Allah azza wa jalla appreciates it. Everything that you think that you can do, you will do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you're planting a seed, وَقَامَتِ السَّمَاءِ وَقَامَتْ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. If the Day of Judgment happens, you're planting a seed, the Prophet says, plant it. Plant it, right? It's a good deed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appreciate that good deed. Even if you don't see the result of it, Allah will appreciate that good deed that you have done. Finally, is that if Allah azza wa jal is a shakur, and we believe this, we have to be sincere in really seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's appreciation, not seeking the appreciation of other people. Seeking the appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People's appreciation for us is not going to benefit us in this world and in the next. People's appreciation is going to be lacking. People, you can do a ton for them. You can do so much for them. They will appreciate you a little bit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can do just a little bit, and Allah will appreciate you so much. So make Allah azza wa jalla the focus of your efforts. Be sincere for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appreciate your good far more than anyone else can. For indeed, He is الشكور. He is the one who is the most appreciative. إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد. اللهم صل على محمد ما ذكره الذاكرون الأبرار. وصلي عليه ربنا ما تضوع مسك وفاح. صلي عليه ربنا صلاة وسلاما دائمين إلى يوم الدين. وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أمهات المؤمنين وعلينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها وسرتها برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. عبد الله بن صالح.